And if you think poor aim in a men's room is annoying, listen to this.
Mom, I've got the Christmas fever. I've got the Christmas fever. I've got the Christmas fever.
Guess who has the Christmas fever? Jim Nader, of course, host of the Annoying Music Show on Chicago Public Radio. Jim, I don't think we've ever had a more fitting introduction to our segments, our annoying music segments, than a piece set in a urinal, have we?
The perfect lead-in. And, Scott, you have to ask how I am, by the way.
Oh, and Jim, how are you?
You know, Scott, I feel like a Christmas cupcake that's been in the oven a little too long.
Flat and overdone?
But Christmas Fever, this is, it's by Timmy Christmas, which is, of course, as annoying as the song, that would be his name. But it's got a sad ending because he had the swine flu and then Christmas Fever, and then Kris Kringle's Christmas Shingles. So I don't think we should have even played it. But once the toothpaste is out of the tube, what are you going to do?
Right. So let's hoover up some more music. What else do you have for us, Jim?
Here's a bulletin. This just in, cats and dogs, because of the success of Hanukkah this year, have signed a peace agreement.
Oh,
come on. If cats and dogs can get
why
get it
can't
together,
they? Why can't those folks over in the Middle East do the same?
Exactly.
Ooh. Ooh. Make sure. Oh. Oh, my word. As an animal lover.
We now return you to regular programming.
You must get a lot of suggestions this time of year, Jim.
Oh, Scott, this year we have gotten more emails about the most annoying Christmas album ever.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Let me just guess. Is this somebody being held hostage by Al-Qaeda?
I think we're being held hostage, having to listen to it.
That's yes. Bob Dylan, right?
It's Bob Dylan, yes. And we've gotten more emails saying you've got to do a special, and some say Bob Dylan's the worst, and then they say there's others that are the most annoying.
Well, what some people consider annoying is just about one of my favorite Christmas singers. And I love Dear Bingle and Nat King Cole and Old Blue Eyes.
Mrs. Miller. Roger Whittaker, I know.
But, you know, I am one of those people that have an absolutely soft spot for the Chipmunks. Aww. And they're cute. Come on, admit it. Aren't they cute?
They're cute, they're wonderful, and annoying. They're the whole package.
Now, I mean, if the Chipmunks did a Dylan song.
Oh, my God, Scott. Here it is.
Is that the Chipmunks?
Yes.
That's really Alvin and Theodore and Simon?
Doing Bob Dylan, yes.
Oh, my word. You know, there's a Chipmunk movie coming out.
Oh, well, hopefully you'll get to interview Alvin.
We made a request to interview Alvin, and for reasons, I think he's doing Charlie Rose instead. some kind of exclusive agreement.
I hope they have a booster chair for him.
Right, he's going to be on with Charlie, or I think Diane's first guest on ABC World News.
I have to say.
You know. Jim, since Alvin isn't available, I can't say this in front of my family, would you be my Chipmunk, Jim Nader?
Scott, if you had said that 30 years ago, I would have married you.
Uh-oh.
I will do my best.
So can I ask something on behalf of all Chipmunks? What's this hula hoop obsession you guys have?
Well, here's the story. We wanted to do water skiing, but the squirrels got there first. And so they copyrighted it. We tried to do it. We got sued. So the only thing left at the time was a hula hoop. And it does keep us in shape. It's kind of like New Kids on the Block on stage. And it's something that's proactive. So that's what happened.
Keep you in shape. Alvin, Theodore, Simon, I've seen your shape.
Well, we have, you know, our tushies are one of our more admirable quality.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Thanks to the hula hoop.
Chipmunk Tushy's on the air. Simon, Theodore,
this
and Alvin.
This is so weird.
Well, Jim Nader, we're going to take you out of your chipmunk purgatory right now. Are you back with us, Jim?
I was sort of in a trance. I mean, I don't really remember what I said.
Sort of possessed by chipmunk, were you?
Yes, I was.
I could tell that.
Alvin!
And then right, okay, right?
Exactly.
I could do a chipmunk voice. What do we need technology for? Well, Jim, so nice talking to you. Our friend Jim Nader hosts the Annoying Music Show on Chicago Public Radio.
Very good, boys.
Let's sing it again. Yeah,
let's sing. No, that's enough. Let's not overdo it.
Let's overdo it.
Now, wait a minute, boys. Alvin, cut that. Wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out?
And this is Simon, will you cut that out? Thank you. That's my best cue. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Directed by the three-person directorship of Waters, Wharton, and Watson this morning, and produced by Peter Breslow, Sarah Barr Kelly, Elaine Heinzman, Kimberly Adams, Thomas Pierce, Veronica Miller, Theo Balcom, Habiba Nosheen, Sarah Molnar, and Annika Robbins. Our technical director is Burke Hun. Tom Woodward's at the operations desk. Our librarian is Kim Oleski. Melissa Goh's our web producer. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano. And the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. Hey, everybody got in today. Thanks very much. You have a good day, too. I'm Scott Simon.